Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a question regarding an event which we are slowly approaching. As you know, in the forthcoming days, we are going to be commemorating the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions and his beloved family members on the plain of Karbala. A lot of our esteemed listeners right now, they are in the blessed land of Iraq, slowly moving towards the land of Karbala. In the procession for Arba'een, we would like to ask them to remember us in their prayers. We would like to also offer our condolences to all of our esteemed listeners all over the world. The question we want to ask today is related to this most momentous event, and that question is about Arba'een. You know, Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, is, it's meant to be commemorated. We have been advised to commemorate this day, recite the ziyarat of Arba'een. There's a special ziyarat or homage that we are supposed to and have been recommended to recite.
The question that arises in the mind is that where did this, come from? And why is it that we commemorate Imam Hussein's death specifically on the 40th day? So fortunately we have some hadith which kind of allude to perhaps the reason why this could be so. What is the significance of this 40th day? And so we would like to kind of allude to this here today for our esteemed listeners. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he said the following, Ya Zurara. Zurara was one of the closest companions of Imam Sadiq and Imam Bakr alayhi salam. He's a very noble and magnanimous student of both of these two a'immah. Alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq said, Inna sama'a bakat ala al-Husayn alayhi salam arba'ina sabahan. Verily, the sky cried for Imam Hussein alayhi salam for 40 mornings biddam, with blood, tears of blood. And then the Imam says, Wa inna al-arda bakat arba'ina sabahan bis-sawa'. And the earth, it cried for Imam Hussein with blackness. The sky turned black. It turned black out of, mourning Imam Hussein. وَإِنَّ الشَّمْسَ بَكَتْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَبَاحًا بِالْكُسُوفِ وَالْحَمْرَى. And the sun, it mourned for Imam Hussein by becoming eclipsed and becoming red. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بَكَتْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَبَاحًا عَلَى الْحُسَيْنِ. And the angels, they cried for Imam Hussein alayhi salam for 40 nights. This beautiful hadith has been narrated in Mustadrakul Wasail, Volume 10, page 314. This is perhaps the reason why this 40th day is very significant, and we've been advised to mourn up to this day and finish it on this day. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Arba'een,
In the words of Imam Sadiq, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.